So let's now navigate the main menu. We've already been told by Keysoft's help system how to do this. We can press the space bar to move through the menu, and we can press the initial letter of the menu option if we know it. But since this is our first time at navigating the Keysoft main menu, let's just press the space bar and see what's here.
Word processor.
That's the word processor, known as keyword, that we talked about earlier. I just press the space bar again and move to the next menu choice.
Planner.
The planner.
Address list. Email. Internet.
Now we can also press backspace, and that will move us through the menu options in reverse.
Email.
So we're moving backwards.
Address list.
But let's press the space bar again to continue our tour.
Email.
So we're moving back forward again now.
Internet. Media center. Book reader. Scientific calculator. File manager. Utilities. Terminal for screen reader.
Now that option will not appear if you're using a voice note in power.
Remote synthesizer. Keyboard learn. For information, press space with I.
Now that is on a BT machine. That prompt will be telling you to press read with I if you're using a QT machine. Just to elaborate a little further, the information menu will give you information about the version number of Keysoft that's running, the version of the operating system, and various other copyright information.
For the options menu, press space with O anywhere.
And again, on a QT, that will be function with O to get into the options menu.
End of menu.
And that's the end of the menu. And then when we press the space bar once again,
main menu.
We are back at the main menu and can cycle through it once more.